Ever run into like a container or like a, it wouldn't be a lake, it would be smaller than a lake, you might call it a
pond.
Yes, would they ever do that?
Probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call a ditch along an upgraded road that they had dug out to build the road?
Barrel pit.
Okay. Okay. And do they have names around here for poor and productive soils? Soils that are good to grow things in, or?
I don't know.
Okay.
Of any.
Okay.
You know.
Most of the soil around here is rocky and.
Uh-huh. And it's not acid enough to grow a lot of things. We have to add a lot of compounds and treatments and peat moss and things like that to make it grow.
What do you call the thing along the street here where people walk on?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And what's a boulevard?
A wide street.
Okay.
Which we don't have.
Don't have. Find one in a city, I guess,
uh-huh.
A big city.
Well, and yeah, more.
Yes. Okay. Earlier you were telling me about some roads, and you mentioned paved and dirt. Are those used? I was wondering how they people on here described paved and unpaved roads. Do they talk? Do they?
Guanella Pass is described as paved or oiled.
Oiled.
To the Clear Creek campground, and then it's improved gravel above that. If it's not improved gravel, it's just dirt.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's helpful. Now, would they ever use unimproved road?
Oh, yes.
They
uh-huh.
do. They
uh-huh.
do say that sometimes.
Uh-huh. And they also
paved.
Use four-wheel drive roads.
Okay.
And they also use impassable roads.
Which ain't much of a road.
That's right.
What do they call a road that goes up through the mountains?
Do you have any maps of that?
We were talking about a roadway through the mountain. That's called a...
mountain pass.
Okay. Would it be called a notch or a gap? Or those something different?
It might, but it's not normally. It's not a real common expression around here.
Most folks call it a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are the Badlands? Is that?
That's up in North Dakota, I believe.
Okay.
South Dakota.
So that's an area up in.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the High Plains? I've heard that word a lot out here.
I would imagine that's basically the same thing as the Meadows or the Bowl, what we were talking
okay.
about
so
earlier.
So it would be way up in
it's
the mountains.
It's something that is a plain, but it's at a
high elevation.
High elevation. I would assume that's what
okay.
it is.
And I was wondering about in a name of a town like Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where does that get its name, the hole? What is a hole? That there? Is, it's not just a hole in the ground. I'm
well,
sure
I think that in Jackson's instance, I'm not sure about any place else, but I've heard that Jackson Hole was named for a man who discovered water in that area when
okay,
they
so
were.
So it's a place where water.
It's a place where water came up, and
okay.
So there was a hole in the ground that had water in it,
okay.
And that's what I understand that where Jackson Hole derived from.
Okay. And these high things up here are called what?
Mountains.
All right. Now, what are the smaller ones called?
Foothills.
Foothills. Okay. Okay. I was just wondering about the difference between a mountain
uh-huh.
and a hill. Is
uh-huh.
it just
uh-huh.
in terms
the lower ones are called foothills.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Of course, in the east, the Smoky Mountains are called mountains, and they.
It'd be like your foothills.
And like our
they?
Foothills.
It just depends on where you are.
Yeah.
Now, what's a draw? DRAW. Do you know? Does that?
That is the same as an arroyo or a canyon.
Okay.
It's an indentation in the mountains.
Okay. So those things are all pretty much the
mm-hmm,
same.
Pretty much the same.
Okay. Would it be like a deep gully then?
Uh huh.
Okay. And a canyon would just be a deeper one.
Yeah.
A bigger one. Okay.
The Grand Canyon is the biggest.
Yeah, that is a big one. Isn't it? I wanted to ask you how did Georgetown get its name?
Gold was discovered over in the northeast.